And on this warm, hot Tuesday afternoon, we're going to travel over to Appleton, to the Appleton Public Library, and visit with head librarian Cindy Hendricks. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Holy smokes, it's hot. We like Christmas and winter, right?
Yes, I'm not too wild about the heat. I will say that much, but, you know, it's Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's August, too, so you got to expect that.
Yep, you do. And so hopefully the air conditioners all hold out for everyone and get us through this hot streak here. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Christmas, Cindy, I tagged you with a video of a lady that has over 600 Christmas trees put up in her house already.
I know. I just couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. You know, I mean, you know I love Christmas trees and I love Christmas, but even that was a bit much for me.
I thought of you right away when I saw that video. Some lady has 600 Christmas trees up already.
Yeah, I don't know. I think my husband wouldn't be too impressed with that.
Well, you put up quite a few. You put up way more than one, so.
Oh, I know. I put up a few big ones. But, you know, I've really cut back over the years, you know. But I have a small tree collection, you know, where I've got a few small trees here and there, too. You know, just little vignettes here and there. And then just a couple of trees that I put up. But yeah, I've been kind of cutting back, you know.
Yep.
So,
well, it's good to talk about Christmas on such a hot day.
I know, but it's not even July. Usually they say Christmas in July, but we're just thinking of the happy times of Christmas, right?
Right. All right, what's happening at the Appleton Library, Cindy?
Well, you know, the month of August, we kind of take a seat back and a step back because, you know, a lot of people have a lot of activities. So what we've decided to do this month is we have a couple of in-person activities. For example, Steve Starrood is here on Wednesday, August 10th from 1 to 3 p.m. for any computer or tech questions as well as ABE and ESL. And then we also have our book club is meeting on Monday, August 29th, and reading Big Summer by Jennifer Weiner. And then another in-person activity is Lego Club on Wednesday, August 31st at 3:30 for all ages. What I'm really excited about is that we are partnering with the Appleton Police Department and offering a KidStar safety ID kit to people. And so that will be on Saturday, August 13th from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. So what you'll be able to do is come down with your child, and the police will fingerprint children for the kits and get the whole kit ready, and then the parents will fill out whatever pertinent information that they want in the packet, and it'll all be ready and available. And so that's a super exciting thing that we're going to be offering here and partnering with Appleton Police Department. And then the other thing we're doing all month is each week we're offering a variety of take and makes. You know, you're going to the lake, you're going here, you're going there, or you're just staying home in the air conditioning because it's super hot. And so we're offering children and families various take and makes all month. Each Wednesday we're releasing a new one. And on the 15th of August we're offering an all-ages nature take and make, where you'll take a nature walk, pick up different pieces of, you know, flowers and grasses, and you'll turn it into a piece of art. And each week for the kids, it's a mystery, but we'll be featuring books that talk about what is in the take and make kit. And I can't reveal what they are because it's a secret.
All right, a little teaser.
So each week, stop on down and find out what exciting things that we're offering for take and makes. And then, like I said, take advantage of those few in-person activities that we're offering as well. So, you know, like I said, this is our take a step back, but, you know, we still have quite a few things going on here.
Yeah, you do.
I know. We like to stay busy. We love to see people. So come on down. Because we love to make book recommendations and help people pick materials out. You know, which kind of segues into
what are people reading?
Yeah, that's perfect.
There you go. Good job.
It's like we're professionals or something, huh?
Yep, that's right. Well, we've been doing a radio show so long, we kind of know each other pretty well, what we're going to do.
I think so. I know, I feel like I'm talking to one of my best friends for some reason. That's why I probably reveal way more things about myself than I probably should. Anyway, another thing, coming up, there's a lot of new fiction books that have been released. In fact, Daniel Silva has a 22nd book in a series, the Gabriel Allon series, Portrait of an Unknown Woman. So if you're a Daniel Silva fan, you may want to get on the list for that or stop by and pick it up. James Patterson is working with James Bourne and has created the 14th book in the Michael Bennett series. It's when an FBI abduction specialist disappears, Bennett goes outside his jurisdiction. Another new thing in fiction is The Bodyguard by Catherine Center. When his mother becomes ill, a famous actor returns to his family's ranch, and his bodyguard pretends to be his girlfriend. Kind of a different twist. Also, The Retreat by Sarah Pierce is the second book in the Detective Ellen Warner series. A woman is found dead at a wellness retreat on an island off the English coast. So lots of new things, and if you've got a favorite author, you know, make sure you check out to see when their next book is coming out. Mm. Otherwise, new in a nonfiction, there's just a couple of them. Dirtbag Massachusetts by Isaac Fitzgerald. It snapshots of various life and work events shared in a collection of essays. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but Any Given Tuesday by Liz Smith is a senior advisor on Pete Buttigieg's, I can't say his name, anyway, 2020 presidential campaign, shares her journey in politics. And so like I said, don't forget, stop on down, let us know, give us a call, and we will help you pick out your next read here at the Appleton Library.
Good, Cindy, good. When are you open and where are you located at?
We are located at the Appleton Civic Center, and we are open Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you can always check us out on our website or on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on. And always remember that digital content, that means books, audiobooks, as well as magazines, are available 24/7 by downloading the Libby app. Pretty cool.
Yep, for sure. All right, before I let you go, is there any update on the new library, moving dates or construction dates?
Well, all the contracts have been signed, and construction is just going to be starting, I guess, and it's super exciting. It can't happen soon enough for me because this has kind of been a long time coming, but you know, things are moving forward. We hope to be in the new place by next year. So,
all right.
So they will need to get started soon, I guess.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm sure everything takes time with everything and stuff. So
keep us updated then.
Yeah, I will. We will.
All right. Thanks, Cindy, for the letting us know what's going on at the Appleton Public Library today.
Well, thank you. You have a great week, Paul.
You too, Cindy. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.